Counter C. This counts as in. Babalo.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm recording.
Hey, 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 and welcome to the political show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Merry Christmas. Gavin Eastman.
It's almost Christmas. Yes, it's exciting time. And
December.
And?
Oh, the Black Knight.
The
like,
Black
it's exciting
Knight.
Time.
Merry Christmas.
And
Merry Christmas, Black Knight.
Right here on the political show where Christ Politics is.
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics. And this week's Hot
red,
Politics, as we're going
it looks
into
like he's a wrapped Christmas present today.
Yeah. As we are going into Christmas.
Yeah, hopefully you're going to get a lot of cash.
You know?
For Christmas.
Right?
Oh, I see.
We are going to be looking at a topic that is not as exciting. I know we would want cash for Christmas, but the EU is basically introducing an anti-money laundering legislation.
Well, that's the point. They want to move to a cashless society.
Yes. Which comes
so now you give
effect.
Black Knight a nice wad of cash for Christmas, and he'll be if he's in the EU, he's going to go to jail.
Yeah. That is what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be in effect from around mid 2027, so about July-ish. And the maximum limit that they're trying to introduce with this legislation is that you can only use a maximum limit of 10,000 euros on large cash payments. After that, you have to use cashless. Pastor Gav, quickly give us a bit of what we're going to be speaking about.
Yeah, this is obviously a video that was on Instagram from the Crypto Crush Show. And the reality about that strips your freedom. I want you to think about this. Up until now, you've never been required to put your money in the bank.
Mm.
The bank had to win your business.
Mm.
Now they're saying you cannot have money unless it's in the bank.
Yep.
I'll leave you with that.
It's going to be an
for
interesting.
Christmas.
It's going to be an interesting show, as always. Right here on the political show where Christ Politics is.
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
How'd you like the way I brought that Christmas in? Hey, this is only fake, eh?
It can't be 20
15
minutes.
Minutes.
15.
It's crazy. We've been doing shows
okay.
Since 2020. And it's all stripping of your freedom. How many times have you seen?
When have we been wrong?
Since
2020.
Count us in.
Three, two, one.
Like I mentioned, the EU, United European Unions, not United Europeans.
United Arab Unions.
The European Unions is looking to bring into effect an anti-money laundering legislation in mid-2027, which will introduce an EU-wide maximum limit of 10,000 euros on large cash payments made between individuals and businesses. All right. The key aspects of the new legislation is cash payment limit. Any transactions above 10,000 euros between a professional, business or trader and an individual must be conducted in a non-cash form. And member states have the option to set a lower limit if they wish. Okay, then identity checks. I actually have a story with this identity checks. Identity checks. Identity verification will be required for cash transactions exceeding 3,000 euros. So the limit is 10,000 euros, but if you're going to use 3,000 euros, we need to check your identity, you know? Then scope is these rules are part of a larger package to combat money laundering and terrorist financing and will also apply to high-value good dealers, real estate agencies, casinos, and crypto asset service providers. Private transactions, the limit generally does not apply. Now, this is where it's very interesting. The limit generally does not apply to payments between private individuals acting in non-professional capacity. So, question mark there. We'll get your we'll get everyone's opinion now. And then protecting cash, the EU is also working on a separate proposal to safeguard the status of euro cash as legal tender, ensuring its wide acceptance and accessibility and preventing the unilateral imposition of
so euro cash is a CDBC.
Yeah.
A central digital currency.
Yeah. The goal is for a digital
programmable. Euro,
yeah.
So programmable means that they can, you know, they can say, okay, you've bought too many burgers this month, or you've spent too much money on data to watch Manchester City. So bam, that your money, you can't spend it now.
Yeah.
Or you've utilized too much carbon.
Mm.
Okay, that's what they mean by programmable money.
Yeah.
Because right now your money is yours. If you, it's in your possession, it's yours. And no one else can do anything, you know,
yeah,
to you with regards to that.
Yeah, so that's basically what this legislation is going to cover. Now, quickly, before I get your opinions and stuff like that, in terms of the identity checks, I had a friend who, she stays in South Africa, but she is originally from Zimbabwe. And there was a family wedding in Zimbabwe, and she left with her family. And she's never had to let her bank know that she's going to use her card in a different country. But it happened in November, where the wedding was in November. Was it November or October? It was in November, I think.
Okay, the month ended with birth.
Yeah. Yeah. And she went... She went, obviously, for the wedding, and she was going to spend and things like that. And she used the card. But then next moment, when she came back to South Africa, her account was blocked. And when she went to find out why her account was blocked, it was because she had used her card in a different country. And she hadn't let the bank know that she was going to use the card in a different country. So now I feel like things like that are going to happen with this identity
check.
Well,
it's the same as... It's the same as even here in South Africa. I mean, we don't have anything like this because 50% of our transactions just about happen in cash.
Yeah.
So please, all of those informal traders, please continue.
Yeah.
You know, even you, when you're picking people up, do those cash transactions, please. But the thing at the end of the day, looking at this, is the fact that that over and above things like that, you know, that friend of yours experienced, if you look at it, what they're doing now is they're passing all of this regulation. So just for example, you know, like the exercise that we've done with being able to give people an educational qualification.
Mm.
It's not just based on, you know, what you teach them. Mm. Now you have to have a registered business to be able to offer that. You know, you can't do it in your personal capacity.
Yeah.
There has to be a registered business. So now they force you in that way via all of this regulation. And more we've seen that, you know, in the country. And then obviously the rich people must always come and mess things up, because you're going to many of these shops in the rich areas and they're saying, this is a cashless facility, you know, or this is a cashless, you know, shop or whatever. You know, please, we're responsible. We only deal cashless. It's like irresponsible to use cash and all of those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, then it takes away your freedom. And I just want to say that again. Up until now, you had the right to keep your money on you. The bank was just there as a tool for you to use to store your money, that you can keep it safe there, that people can't come and rob you.
Yeah.
That's what a bank was. Now they're saying, no, you won't have money unless it's in the bank.
Mm.
Right there, just that fact alone. Think how much freedom you've lost.
Mm.
Plus now the government can watch every transaction you do. But I haven't got anything to add really. But what if you live under an evil government?
Hmm.
And with the revelations from Nkosi and all of the stuff we've heard this year, all of the horrific things that have gone on in South Africa this year, I mean, if we had to start talking about the horrific things that are going on, we'd be here until after next Christmas. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you cannot trust your government.
Hmm.
I don't want them to know what I'm doing.
No. You know what the funny thing is, in November, I got, when I went into my banking app, you know the recap thing that they do with Apple Music and Spotify?
Yes.
My banking app had that. a recap of my transactions for the year. I was like, what? But anyways, yeah.
Look, they've always had that info.
Yeah, no, but not like in a like a video thing where they're showing you this is you spent this. Like, obviously, they've always had that, but now they're actually sending you your recap type of thing. You have to go into the systems and look for it and things like that.
Yeah,
but,
and yep. And now when they send SARS that recap, the revenue, the tax man.
Yeah.
Saving revenue services.
Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
Give us your Christmas message.
Must I use mine?
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Please pause.
One, two, one, two.
And don't touch. Okay, give me go. Okay, Black Knight. Okay, just thought to me.
I think for me, what I'm seeing right now is that the world is acting like they're not in sync. But I think the world is in sync because of the different parts of the world that are doing different things to add on to this agenda
to achieve the same outcome.
Yes, thank you. That's the term. That's the right wording.
I thought it'd help you out.
Thank you.
Christmas.
That is the wording I was looking for. But because they all act, it looks like they're acting. You look at what China was doing this year with the legislations that they were passing on vetting people on Instagram or social, let me just say social media, because you look at that, that's also another form of control that's going to come about. You look at the show that we spoke about with the businesses trying to improve communities, but we know what's that gonna lead into, like at the end. So it looks like, and then you see America is they also having their own stuff. You have the EU also having their own stuff, but it's like all one thing at the end of the day. And you know they always hit us with one strategy where it's like they are all fighting each other. But when you actually look at these things, if you give it like an overview, I'm telling you, you'll see one thing that they are all working together, these guys. For me, that's what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing all of these policies and stuff. It's just bringing the Agenda 2030 thingy just closer and closer. Yeah, for me, that's, yeah.
Yeah, the fights are just a smokescreen too. Mm. To distract you from what's really going on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look in 2024, I mean, 2025, sorry. Look at me, I'll go back to you. There was the whole blow up and bust up that happened between President Trump and President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Mm.
But Trump is making things digital in America, and Ramaphosa is making things digital in South Africa.
Mm.
They're doing the same stuff, they're up to the same nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we're seeing more and more. Restaurants that are becoming cashless. We're seeing, even in the south, they're increasing now. The restaurants. You would have to go to the north of Johannesburg to find restaurants that are cashless, but we're finding that there are more places here in the south that don't take cash.
Especially
anymore.
What we call the spaza shops. They also, the Pakistanis, they actually have like two options. But we know as time goes by, the cash one is going to disappear.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, or like what you mentioned, that even the South, like the spaza shops, the small shops,
yeah,
they're also implementing such things.
In Galatians 5 verse 1, it says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery."
At the end of the day, every single thing that a human government will do will be to enslave you. Because without Christ, humanity is controlled by Satan,
yeah.
And humanity is controlled by its own flesh, and our flesh is a sinful nature.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get into power, we want to control everyone that we think we're in charge of. Mm. And that's just how it is. And Jesus is the only one who came to give us true freedom. True freedom is not possible without Christ. If you look around the world and throughout history, where freedom has flourished, is when the leaders of the nation believe in Jesus. When the leaders believe in Islam, there's no freedom.
Yeah.
When the leaders believe in Buddhism, there's no freedom. When the leaders believe in Hinduism, there's no freedom. When the leaders believe in atheism, there's no freedom.
Yeah.
When the listen to me, when the leaders believe in traditional African religion, there's no freedom. It's only when the leader has Christ in their heart that they have a desire, and I believe it's a God-given desire to see their people flourish. And so I really want to encourage you. You know, we're coming up for Christmas and all of that sort of stuff, and looking at all of this stuff. There's two things I want to just mention about what we've spoken about today. If you look at all of the cashless stuff and all of those things, we're seeing the mark of the beast system.
Yeah.
It's coming. And it's like gradually coming, and you know, we want to stop it. We're telling people because we want to stop it, but it's not stopping. And then some of you are sitting there thinking, you know, you people are like so ridiculous. Like, what's the problem? It's just, it's so convenient just to tap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Until someone steals your phone and then they tap for you. But anyway, you know, tap all your money out your account, okay? And I've been ripped off digitally. You can be ripped off far more digitally than cash was. Yeah. Digital money is not safe. It's in fact far less safe than cash money.
Yeah.
The only freedom you're going to get is through Jesus.
Yeah.
And don't allow that freedom to give you the excuse to abuse your freedom and to sin.
Yeah.
All right? You want the true freedom, and true freedom is when you're free from sin. And that's the message we'll leave you. You know, the next time we'll be speaking, it's Christmas.
The day after.
And we'll be talking about the persecuted church and stuff. So remember that freedom is only in Christ.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And enjoy your Christmas. Be with your family. Yep. Let us know your thoughts below.
You be can in church as out. Well.
Yes, definitely. Start your Christmas with church. Then you can go have your
eat
lunch.
Until you can't eat anymore.
Yes, that is
spend
what we
your
look forward to.
Paper money.
Yes, pay cash at the restaurant.
Yeah, use coins and cash.
Yes, definitely. But I'm your girl, Cynthia, and with me in studio we've had...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics, and from us, we wish you a...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.